You're listening to Source Daily. Join us Monday through Friday to stay up to date with what's happening in North Central Ohio. We'll be sharing a closer look at one of our top stories, along with other news, local history, memorials, answers to your questions, and more. Today, Brethren Care Village's 2024 Spring Caring Campaign focused on raising funds for Tovertafels. These interactive projection systems are designed to engage and stimulate those with cognitive impairments. Let's jump in. Right now, there's one Tovertafel in use at the Bradford House Memory Cottage. But with the Spring Caring Campaign, Brethren Care Village is hoping to get three or even four more in rotation. Bradford House coordinator Tina Chandler has seen the significant impact of Tovertafels firsthand. Inspired by a video from dementia care specialist Tipa Snow, Chandler pursued acquiring the system for BCB. She noted, quote, "I just kept thinking how much it would help with the programming, especially when it's snowy and rainy outside."
So did a lot of research, and I was mentioning it to a family member one day that was here, and she asked if I had a wish list. And I said, well, of course I do. Mm-hmm. And I started talking about the Tovertafel.
Yeah.
And she was blown away by what I was telling her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a couple months later, her mom passed away.
Uh-huh.
And about 2 weeks after that, I got a phone call from our CEO.
Mm-hmm.
I just had a donation made for some table that you're asking for. Can you explain to me what
this is? Oh, my goodness.
So I was like, oh. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
So I was like, well, this is what it is. So her, Mindy, the CEO, and I met, and I kind of told her about that. And we, you know, the donation was a nice thing, you know, that came to us, but it wasn't quite enough. Looking at our funds, we were able to pull along with the donations and get our first one here. So we were able to get it here at the Bradford Houses to try it out. And ever since then, it's been a hit. But it's been a hit with family members and just the administration staff as they come and see it in action, hands-on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they realize that this is something that could benefit our other buildings.
Oh, yeah.
Since its introduction in January 2024, the Tovertafel has become a cherished addition to the assisted living community. It captivates residents, staff, and visiting families with its diverse range of interactive games and activities. The system accommodates varying cognitive abilities, offering 5 levels of difficulty and automatic updates for new game options. Activities can even be projected on the floor, such as a game of soccer. The Tovertafel not only benefits residents, but also assists staff. With up to 5 residents in a Bradford house, the system helps keep residents occupied and engaged, allowing aides to manage other tasks more effectively. One of the most remarkable features of the Tovertafel is its ability to evoke memories and facilitate meaningful connections. Simple tasks such as polishing silverware or feeding fish can trigger nostalgic recollections and spark conversations among residents. Chandler says, quote, "It reestablishes memories and gets them back into the moment." The system also helps alleviate sundowning symptoms, a common phenomenon where individuals with dementia experience increased confusion and agitation during the evening hours. By providing engaging distractions, the Tovertafel helps reduce anxiety and promote a sense of calm among residents. To learn more about Brethren Care Village's memory care services, visit brethrencarevillage.org or call 419-289-1585. Now some Ohio history. Did you know that Thomas Poston was a versatile actor from Ohio? Known for his extensive television career spanning more than 50 years, he was best known for playing George Utley on the CBS sitcom Newhart, earning 3 Emmy nominations. Poston also had roles in films like Cold Turkey and Zots and frequently appeared on Broadway and TV game shows. Poston served as a pilot in World War II, dropping paratroopers during the Normandy invasion, and afterwards studied acting in New York. He gained fame on The Steve Allen Show, winning a 1959 Emmy for his comedic performances. Finally, we'd like to take a moment to remember and celebrate the life of Don Heiner. Don was born in 1928 and spent his early years on a family turkey farm in Ashland. He graduated from Ashland High School in 1947 and served in the U.S. Air Force during the Korean War, stationed at Loring Air Force Base. Post-service, he worked at Hayesville Feed Store and as a projectionist before retiring from Columbia Gas of Ohio after 29 years. car enthusiast, Don restored a 1915 Model T and a vintage Volkswagen, winning many car shows. He was a 32nd degree Master Mason, a member of the Alcorn Shrine, American Legion, Lions Club, Elks, and Model T Club. He married Geraldine in 2003, and they enjoyed traveling in their fifth wheel trailer. Don loved biking, walking, golfing, and Ohio State football. He's survived by his wife, five children, many grandchildren, and his brother. Thank you for taking a moment to celebrate and remember Don's life and service. You can submit an obituary for free on Richland Source. To learn more, click the link in our show notes or visit richlandsource.com/obituaries/submit. Thanks for listening. Join us again tomorrow. Also, make sure to head over to richlandsource.com and click the Be a Member button to help support independent local journalism that informs and inspires. Every contribution goes to helping us make Richland County a better place and to help keep our journalism free. Also, if you like this podcast and want to hear more, make sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.